One of the things that stops small business owners from creating marketing content consistently is this feeling of being uninspired, of having no idea what to say in the first place. If you can relate to this, you are in good company. So many of us struggle with knowing what our marketing content should actually be about. But I am here to help. I have come up with 100 prompts that you can use to guide your marketing, from your social media posts to your emails to your longer form content. I guarantee that these prompts will get you inspired and that you'll have more ideas than you even know what to do with. You can download this list of 100 marketing prompts for free at makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. That's makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. Welcome back to Making Good, the podcast for small businesses who want to make a big impact. I'm your host, Lauren Tilden, and this is episode 232. Let me get straight to the point. I'm doing something new, something completely and totally out of my comfort zone, something that I am a total beginner at, and it has me feeling the feelings. And I really, really need a pep talk, and so I'm giving one to myself. And that is what this episode is, a pep talk for me. And maybe also for you. This is a bit different, I know, but possibly just what you might need to hear. I would be doing us all a huge disservice if I ever made you feel like I have it all figured out and I show up confident all the time whenever I try something new. That is not at all the truth, and especially not when I have something new on my plate. So if you've struggled with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, procrastination, overwhelm, fear, or if you just like a good pep talk, stick around. This just might be the one for you. So let's get right into it. I can't help but organize my thoughts, even in this Dear Diary episode. So here's the general overview of how this episode's going to go. First, I'm going to share what's going on with me that has me feeling the feels. Second, I'm going to really go into what it is that I'm feeling, and my guess is that you're going to be able to relate to some of this. And finally, I will deliver that pep talk that I so badly need, and you might too. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to tell you what I'm really experiencing and feeling and hope that it doesn't make you run for the hills. Okay, so what exactly is this new thing that I'm doing that has me so nervous? I'm starting a YouTube channel. Okay, now I'm really committed to it. I've said it on the podcast. The cat is out of the bag. Yes, I am starting a YouTube channel. I'm planning to release one episode every week, all about helping you do better marketing more consistently so you can make a bigger impact in the world. I have one video up already, and if you're interested in following along and seeing me as a total beginner at something, go to makinggoodpodcast.com/YouTube and it will redirect you to my channel. And if you do head over there, please subscribe. It would totally make my day. Again, that's at makinggoodpodcast.com/YouTube. So yes, I am doing YouTube. You heard it here first, and I'm sure I'll do a full episode down the line about YouTube and how it's going for me and what I'm learning and what the results have been. But if you're curious why I'm experimenting with YouTube, there are a few reasons. First and foremost, I feel excited about it, and I've learned to follow those little instincts, especially when it comes to content. If I'm excited about something, chances are there's something there. I'm a big believer in long-form content, things like blogging, podcasting, YouTube, and this podcast, for example, has truly changed my life. One of the big reasons that long-form content is so powerful is that it tends to be more evergreen, meaning something that I create today will be found and listened to or watched or read for months or even years into the future. This is something that really just doesn't happen with social media. Investing a bunch of time into a single social media post will pay off for maybe a few days, if you're lucky, or a week. Invest that time instead into a quality piece of long-form content, and you could see the results follow for years. Seriously, some of my most listened to podcast episodes today are ones that came out years ago at this point. Now, don't worry, this podcast isn't going anywhere. It's my baby, and I love it. But there are certain things that I do find more difficult to explain in audio without being able to show you things. Teaching marketing in my membership, Making Good Happen, has shown me the power of a good visual. I can do a lot more with the ability to help you visualize some of the stuff I'm talking about or give examples. So part of it is that too, for visual learners. Another reason that I want to lean into YouTube is for getting discovered by new people. YouTube is a search engine. It is the second largest search engine, second to Google, which owns YouTube. People search YouTube every day for solutions to their problems, And I really believe that if I'm confident in one thing, it's my ability to create great, high quality, valuable content. I believe I can offer some of the best solutions to problems people have when it comes to small business marketing, and therefore I think that my content will be served up to people who need it. YouTube is a great way to get your content discovered by people who are actively looking. So again, we can go more into depth on YouTube, why I'm investing in it, how it's going, and what my tips are when I have some in the future. But yes, all to say, the new thing that has me feeling things is YouTube. So what am I feeling? Well, there's a good healthy dose of excitement, as I mentioned. I am following that feeling, and honestly, that feeling is kind of pulling me through a lot right now because I am feeling, in addition, a whole lot of mindset junk. Seriously, YouTube has me in my head like I haven't felt in probably years. Here are just some of the things I'm feeling, to be brutally honest. One, I'm feeling really self-conscious about the way that I look. This has always been a thing for me. I don't like photos, so let alone a video of me and my face talking to the camera, unfiltered. I'm feeling like I am not a quote-unquote natural when it comes to video. I don't feel like I have that charisma or je ne sais pas or stage presence. I don't have fancy gear. I resisted the impulse to buy fancy gear, and I'm literally filming from my iPhone. Now, to be fair, my iPhone is pretty new and the camera's good, but I have no fancy lighting. I'm just making do with what I have, and I'm a little bit self-conscious about that. I have no idea how to edit video. So far, I have edited one, and it is quite elementary when it comes to the effects. I have all kinds of ideas about how to do this and how I want it to look in the future, but for now, my skills are very basic. I'm feeling nervous that people in my old life or my present life are going to see the video and have some kind of judgment about it. What are my old coworkers and college friends going to say? I'm a marketing expert, and this is a brand new marketing channel for me, so I'm starting at zero. I am truthfully a little bit nervous about how quickly I can grow it and how that reflects my skills as a marketer. Suffice it to say, starting a YouTube channel is triggering my inner perfectionist and my inner critic in a big way. I want the perfect gear, the perfect backdrop, the perfect face and makeup and hairdo, the perfect polished editing. And I have none of those things. In fact, in starting a YouTube channel, I'm doing something that I talk about often but haven't actually had to put into practice myself for quite some time, and that is this. I have to be a total beginner in public. So as of now, I've published my first video. I have more than a healthy dose of critique about it already. For example, I kept looking away from the camera. The editing is not where I would want it to be. I want more pretty visuals and effects. There's no music. It's quite basic. In other words, it looks like it was made by a YouTube beginner because it was. And in order to move forward, I had to decide whether to put it out into the world anyway, knowing that it's far from perfect, able to spot the things that I wish were better. And I still have to let it be out there and let people see it and react to it. Again, if you want to see what I'm talking about and see my very beginner first YouTube video, go to makinggoodpodcast.com/YouTube and that link will redirect you to my channel. Something I haven't even mentioned yet is procrastination. YouTube has been something I've been curious and excited about for many, many months, possibly even a year. I thought about starting a channel at the beginning of the year, for example, but that didn't happen, and I've just been kicking the can down the road until finally starting it now. So the awareness that I've been procrastinating has also stirred up some not so nice thoughts in my head about how I always do this and I procrastinate and blah, blah, blah. So all of this is just some of the things that are swirling around in my head that I'm dealing with as I try to put this new thing out into the world. And so I realized I really need a pep talk. I really need a message of support and encouragement and kindness as I embark on this new project. And who better to deliver that pep talk to myself than me? To be honest, I did get some pep talk messages already from some small business pals, and I'm so grateful for that. It has been really great to receive. But I have even more to say, and I want to give this pep talk to myself as a little congrats on starting your YouTube channel gift. Also, I have a spidey sense that some of those feelings I was just talking about, the self-doubt, the procrastination, perfectionism, fear, I have a feeling that you might just be feeling some of those things too. So here's the pep talk. The only way to become great at something is to be willing to do it as a beginner first. Your 100th video will be so much better than your first one, but you can't get to the 100th video without creating the first, and then the second, and then the third, on and on and on. It is inevitable that you will get better if you show up consistently and put in the work. So really, you need to focus a lot less on how to get better and worrying about getting everything perfect. If we understand that we get better as we practice and put in the reps, then what we really need to focus on is making sure that we have a system to show up consistently. There's a quote from the NPR host Ira Glass that I think explains this so, so well. He says, "Nobody tells this to people who are beginners. I wish someone told me. All of us who do creative work, we get into it because we have good taste. But there is this gap. For the first couple of years you make stuff, it's just not that good. It's trying to be good, it has potential, but it's not. But your taste, the thing that got you into the game, is still killer, and your taste is why your work disappoints you. A lot of people never get past this phase. They quit. Most people I know who do interesting creative work went through years of this. We know our work doesn't have the special thing that we want it to have. We all go through this, and if you're just starting out or you're still in this phase, you gotta know it's normal, and the most important thing you can do is a lot of work. Put yourself on a deadline so that every week you will finish one story. It is only by going through a volume of work that you will close that gap, and your work will be as good as your ambitions. I took longer to figure out how to do this than anyone I've ever met. It's gonna take a while. It's normal to take a while. You've just gotta fight your way through." So I love this quote so much. When it comes to consistency, the one thing I've seen work so well over and over again for me and for other folks I know is accountability. Tell other people about your plans. Tell other people when your deadline is. Ask them to check in on you. Tell people when your content is coming out or when your collection is launching. Work alongside your small business friends, either in real life, physically, or virtually. Involve other people in your work, and especially the things that bring up this mindset junk in you. So here's an example. Do you want to know the only reason that I published this YouTube episode when I did? It is because I'm participating in a 30-day challenge inside of Making Good Happen, my membership, and Sunday was the last day to get up my week one content. Accountability and showing up for other people truly is the only reason that this episode got posted. So if there's something new you want to do, but that you're procrastinating on out of fear, consider building in some accountability to make it much more likely to happen. Speaking of fear, let's talk a little bit more about that. A few years ago, I heard Elizabeth Gilbert speak, and she had a way of talking about fear, especially as it relates to the creative process, that was so, so useful to me and that I want to share with you. She said that as people creating something in the world, which all small business owners are doing, fear is pretty much inevitable, and it is not going to be productive to just try not to have fear, because fear comes with the territory of doing new things and putting yourself outside of your comfort zone. So Elizabeth Gilbert's approach is to invite fear to come along for the ride. Let it be there. Let it even sit in the passenger seat of the car, but don't let it drive. When I'm scared of doing something in my business these days, I don't try to not feel scared. I just try to allow the fear to be there and to move forward anyway. So I would invite you to do the same. If there's something that you want to do in your business or in your life that could take you to the next level, but that you are feeling that fear, ask yourself if you're willing to let the fear be there and do it anyway. There are two books that have made it possible for me to have and to truly believe this perspective. The first one is Mindset by Carol Dweck. This book is all about the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. A fixed mindset is one where you believe your talents, abilities, and capacity are innate and fixed from birth. And a growth mindset is one where you believe your talents, abilities, and capacity can be developed through practice and effort. The short of it is, in her research, Carol Dweck found that all of the top performers across just about any field, from athletics to science to business, all of the top performers had a growth mindset. They may not have had the most inherent talent, but they were the ones who believed they could get better by working hard, and they did. Hopefully you're seeing the relevance of this book to what I've just shared. Basically, we need to all adopt a growth mindset in our businesses if we want to reach the highest levels. We need to practice, show up, learn what we can from our missteps, and keep going. The second book that has been so powerful for me is Atomic Habits by James Clear. This book is all about showing up consistently. Just like an atom is the tiny particle that all of the universe is made from, an atomic habit is the small daily action you can take that ultimately results in outsized results in your life, business, or wherever you apply it. I think about what I learned from these books just about every day, truly, and I think that they should be required reading for everyone, and especially for business owners. We've done a Making Good Book Club episode about each of those. Those will be linked in the show notes if you're interested to check those out. One last thing I want to say is to remember why you're doing this. In my case, I really, really, really believe in the power of small businesses to make a huge impact on the world. In fact, I am spotlighting one from my membership in my very first YouTube video. Go check it out. And I believe that I can teach small businesses how to do better marketing that will help them make their impact even bigger. Through this business, I want to create lifestyle and financial freedom for my family. These are all big whys, and these are hugely motivating to me. Keeping them top of mind is so powerful. The same is true for you. Think about this thing that you want to do that you're having these big feelings about. What would be possible for you if it went so well beyond your wildest dreams? What impact could you make on your own life, on your community, on your client, on the world? Focus on that. So that is my pep talk for today. But if you need a more direct, more personal one, I would truly be happy to chat and see if I can tailor my pep talk to you. Just send me a DM on Instagram that says, "I need a pep talk," and we will chat. Really, I would love, love, love to hear from you. The last thing I want to say here is to offer an invitation for you to be part of this new YouTube journey that I'm going on. I have lots of plans for this channel, mini workshops and tutorials, giving you homework that will improve something in your business, teaching you what I'm seeing work in my business and in my clients' businesses so that you can implement it too, sharing how to overcome things like procrastination and perfectionism. There is so much that I'm going to be sharing on this YouTube video, and I would love to have you along for the ride. If you want to be along for that, come on over. If you go to makinggoodpodcast.com/YouTube, you will be directed to my channel. So here's what I would love for you to do. Number one, subscribe. This not only makes me so, so excited, but will also make sure that you get notified when new episodes come out. I'm not going to be updating the podcast every time I release a new YouTube video, so that would be the best way to find out when new episodes come out. Also, go watch my first video. It's about the three things your marketing must do to get you sales. It is a good one. Leave a comment there and say hello so I can see who's watching. Again, that's at makinggoodpodcast.com/YouTube. Okay, friends, you can find the show notes from this episode at makinggoodpodcast.com/232. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be so grateful for your support. Here are three ways that you can give back to Making Good. First, I would be honored for you to leave a rating and review in your favorite podcast player. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. Second, if you have a friend that you think would enjoy the podcast, send them the link. Today's episode is at makinggoodpodcast.com/232. And finally, take a screenshot of your podcast player while you're listening to the episode and tag me on social media at Lauren Tilden. I would love to cheer you on. This episode was produced and edited by Corinne Monaco. Thank you for being here and for focusing on making a difference with your small business. Talk to you next time.